Morning, Ewan.
Morning. Do you want to sleep?
Yeah, I was up half the night feeding this one.
I haven't got my glasses on, but I assume you're pointing at Helen and not your boobs?
You'd assume right.
Wicked.
Oh, you put the tree up. It looks great.
Thanks. Trick is, so much tinsel you can't see the tree. Tree's the worst part.
What's that?
Next door. They must be up.
Why are they thumping the wall?
Shh, wait a sec. Tea, two sugars? Sorry, three sugars. Three sugars.
What was that? Morse code?
Oh, I don't know. We just call it hitty hitty wall wall.
Oh, fun. Let me try.
Sarah? What do you think you're playing at? Using language like that?
What do you mean?
Seriously, not on, Sarah.
In all my years of working... Shut the front door, Toby. Thank you. In all my years of working in witness protection...
You've got loads better at not shouting those words outside.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In all my years, I have never had someone call me that before. Shocked. Absolutely dumbfounded.
What did I say?
I don't even want to say it.
I'll write it down.
Oh, I am sorry. That is not my word to use. I would never, ever use that word in real life.
This is real life, Sarah.
Apologise.
I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Good, right. Well, that's all sorted then.
I'll get your teas. BRB.
BRB. Awful tree, Sarah. Awful garish. Is that John?
Yeah. I think we must have woken him up. What did those thumps mean?
No idea. That was just gibberish. I've always said he's a simpleton. Anyway, I'm glad you committed that hate crime. We were planning on coming over and having a word this morning anyway.
Oh, did you plan to come over in your boxer shorts?
No, that's just a perk.
More than a perk. That is morning glory.
Sarah, do you remember when I put you in your new job and it turned out that John's old boss also works there and she's also now dating the man who's trying to kill you?
I do.
Excellent work again there, Toby. Strike one, we call that.
That's only one strike.
So we've been talking...
Whoa. This is not my idea. You own this.
Well, I've been thinking we should turn this negative...
Negatives?
...into a positives. Positive.
Sounds good. What's the plan?
I'd like you to go undercover and try and find Bex.
Careful, it's a bit hot.
What have I missed?
Relocation by Robin Morgan. Episode 2.
So that's our plan.
Your plan? I don't think we should even be in Newport.
But you're not going to bump into Auntie Joy.
Yeah, it's not because of that. I've stopped saying her name.
I don't want to go undercover.
Oh.
See? Bad plans.
Sarah, please, this is...
A way of fixing the fact that you brought us here.
No, well, yes. But also a way of us finding Baze, and you're the only one who can do it.
Rude. Why can't I do it?
What's the background picture on your phone?
John in the bath.
What?
And we can't do it because we look too much like police officers.
Well, in a way.
What do you mean?
You look like a child's drawing of a police officer.
Thank you.
And me?
You look like a child.
Fair enough. I mean, Sarah, please, will you at least consider it?
Fine. I better get John up.
Maybe he should go undercover.
Yeah, well,
you know he can't.
Oh, yeah. I'd miss him too much.
Morning. Just had the most awful dream that we're in witness protection and moved to the same city where my former boss and current revenge-driven murderer also live.
John, I have got great news. That wasn't a dream. That's our actual lives.
Mm, goody.
You okay?
Not really.
Yeah.
Just wish there was something I could do, something anyone could do.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Oh, Sarah, thank you.
On one condition.
Anything.
You don't tell John.
Oh, that's good. Don't like the bloke.
Do you have any questions about it?
I do, yes.
I meant Sarah.
But I have a question. Will she be safe?
Of course.
Good, then you have my blessing.
Oh, thanks, Ewan.
Do you have any questions, Sarah?
I do. Do I get to wear a costume?
Nope.
Do I get to choose my own name?
Yes.
Get in! Can I do an accent?
I don't know. Can you do an accent?
I don't know. Can I?
Right, yes or no, then.
Oh, that's it. My name will be Penelope.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because if you do convince Karen to let you meet Darren...
I love a rhyme.
...then you need to get him to like you. He comes from a criminal background. You can't be a Penelope.
Posh people don't commit crimes.
I think they do.
Name one.
Well, legally, I don't think that's wise.
Exactly.
Fine. What do you want my name to be? What's a working-class name, you snob?
Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Old Bonnie's going to find out everything.
I love gossip.
Me too. Gossip and drama all day long. How far do you reckon they've gone?
All the way, probably.
Oh, my God, he's such a floozy.
Sarah.
Call me Bonnie.
Bonnie, suggest a meet after work with Karen. Find out where she's staying. You're going to wear a wire.
Yes, please.
Yes, I've always wanted to be a snitch. A rat. A filthy rat snitch.
And don't worry about anyone noticing. It's very subtle. No one will notice a thing.
I wouldn't mind if they did notice.
We'd prefer if they didn't. If you can, try and put this bug on her. With any luck, it'll lead us right to base.
It's a vape pen.
Yeah.
I feel like James Bond.
A female Bond? Ridiculous.
Yoan, I'm going to go get ready. Can you take Helen?
Oh, yeah. Come here, Hel.
Did you call her Hel?
Yeah, she's lush and warm, isn't she? Plus, she really hated this kid in baby group called Jesus.
Are you joking?
No.
Work ordering at 8 a.m. That's mad.
I know. But it's okay. Me and Hel had a wonderful morning.
Don't call her Hel.
Seatbelts.
I know. You don't have to keep telling me.
The day I don't tell you is the day you die.
That sounds like you're going to kill me.
And if you don't wear a seatbelt, I will. Ready, John?
No, no, we're not ready yet. The car seat isn't in.
For goodness sake, just put it on your lap. She'll be fine.
It's not going in. Toby, Toby, do not start driving.
Toby, drive, John. I will arrest you.
There. Am I still under arrest, officer?
Sounds a bit kinky, that.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I've said that in the bedroom.
Oh. Oh, with who?
No one.
Auntie Joy. Oh, God.
Yeah, she'd pretend she was the police officer and I was the criminal. And then she'd make me go on hunger strike.
In the bedroom?
No, just generally. Wanted me to lose weight. Terrible woman. I'm beautiful as I am. You know, Tobes?
Yep. Can you move that Bovril? I can't use the handbrake.
It's not Bovril. It's gravy. That's what she called me in the bedroom, actually. Gravy.
Oh, please
Why
don't
gravy?
Ask.
Well, because I provided much-needed moisture.
No!
Toby! Knock it off, you numpty!
No, I don't want to hear any more about your sex life with Auntie Joy.
Yes, as dangerous as that was, I'd agree. Thanks, Toby.
Fine, fine.
Are you sure we can't put them on again? That was awesome!
No!
Come out with us today, yo, and we might need to put them on later.
Yes, please.
Wait, I thought you were coming to baby Helen's checkup.
Well, yeah, but sirens, John, sirens!
And then we were going to go shopping for a Christmas Day outfit.
Sirens!
Fine, I'll do it on my own, again. Oh, forget this, I'm going to walk.
Yeah, works for me.
Come on, Hal. No! Oh. God, now I'm saying it.
Oh, Bonnie. That's a lush name.
Thanks.
I'm glad you told me. I never would have asked. I just call everyone Babes. Can I call you Babes anyway?
Of course.
Bonnie. Like Bonnie Tyler. Do you know her? She went to my school. Total bitch.
Really?
Oh, not the Bonnie Tyler, though. No, just a girl with the same name. Anyway, I shouldn't go on about her. It was 20 years ago, that. There's water under the bridge. May she rest in peace.
Right.
How are you finding all this then? Work, you know, with a little one.
Oh, fine, I think. I mean, it's hard. But I think if I was a man, no one would really bat an eyelid.
Eh?
It's just new mums who get asked that, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you were going to get the op. No problem with that in my book. You do you. Yeah, you crack on with that if you want to.
Oh, thanks.
But how are you finding it, you know, really?
I'm fine, honest. Anyway, what about you? You got any secrets? I mean, kids? Got a house with kids? Where is your house? You got any kids?
Oh, no, not for me, thank you. Don't think it'd suit. Have you heard about those animals, right, that eat their young?
Yeah.
Gross, innit? But no, no kids for me, no. I got that new fella I was telling you about, though. He's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, like, disgustingly fit.
Oh, wow, babes. Tell me more.
Grease.
Oh, yeah, the film?
No, your hair. It's a bit greasy there on the fringe.
Oh, so tell me about this bloke.
Oh, tall, dark, hands.
Hands?
Yeah, he's got two of them. You know when you've had a run of men who've all got one hand and you think he's your type and then you meet a man with two hands and you're like, no, this is my type.
Yeah, totally.
Mysterious too.
In what way?
I don't even know where he lives. He'll sometimes just turn up at my house out of the blue. I love it.
Yeah, very sexy and not at all scary.
I know.
What's his name again?
Darren. I think he might be the one.
Oh, yay. I'm so pleased for you. How did you meet?
He turned up at my old work, he did, on the last day. I thought he was there to escort me off the premises. He looks the sort. He said he was looking for who was in charge. I said it was me. Then he came in, had a flick through our employee records, you know, as you do. Then we went out for a drink.
A love story as old as time.
I know. He paid for it all, too. Listen, I'm going to nip out for a vape. Can you believe I can't do this indoors? What is the issue with that? Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, they're happy. They said she was in the 99th percentile for height and weight.
I knew she would be. What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but they told me with a smile, so I think it's good.
Oh, great. You at the baby class now?
Yeah, about to go in. How's your day going? What have they got you up to?
Oh, the usual. Typing, filing, making drinks.
Are you being mad, man?
Well, I think I am, but without the sexual harassment. Can't do anything anymore. Can't even compliment a woman anymore.
Tell me about it. Give me those reports in the desk by morning, sugar tits.
Yeah, it's a bit weird you saying it.
Yeah, I got some weird looks here and all. Might not go in now. Plus, I can see Jesus is on his way.
Well, makes sense. It is nearly Christmas.
Look, are you sure you're okay being at work? I feel, you know, uneasy, you being out of the house on your own. What happens if, like, Baze finds you?
What's Baze got to do with my work? I'm not going to meet up with him.
No, I know that.
Stop being silly. You are being very silly.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe I am.
Look, if he turns up, I'll give you a call. We can set our mammoth 99th percentile daughter on him. I imagine she looks like Godzilla now.
You are correct. Right, I'm going to go and get some lunch. It's not a coffee shop anywhere around here. Honestly, you move to a city and assume they'll be everywhere. But it's pound shop, vape shop, vape shop, vape shop, vape shop, pound sex shop, pound sex vape shop.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, who wants to buy a £1 vape dildo anyway?
Hiya, mate.
Oh, gotta go. I've just bumped into Johan.
Oh, nice. Where was he?
Coming out of a shop.
Not the sex one.
Thankfully not. Although, guess who is?
Oh, hello, John. Fancy seeing you here. Tell me, put the bags in the car.
Oh, how much did you buy? It weighs a ton.
Shed it. They're Christmas presents.
I'll call you back.
Oh, this one's called Cherry Bombastic.
Johan, can you not do that around Helen, please?
In case she gets jealous?
No, it's because it's just not safe to smoke around a baby.
John, John, John.
Yes.
I totally agree. Apologise.
And you two, shouldn't you be trying to find Baze rather than swanning around in sex shops?
We were following a lead.
Yeah, and you're going to tie that lead around your neck?
Don't be so ridiculous. They don't sell that stuff in there. You need a match iron, please, for that.
Right.
Not that I'd know.
Oh, here's your loyalty card, by the way. You've got the next one for free.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, great. Yeah, sounds like you two did great police work in there today, guys. Thanks. Well done all round.
We were actually following a lead, John.
Someone matching Baze's description was in there yesterday. We went in to review CCTV. It was him.
Are you serious? It was him?
Yep, birthmark on his forehead.
What, the one shaped like a...
Yeah.
Did he buy anything?
He wouldn't tell us. Company policy.
But I got it out to them.
It was wicked. Good cop, bad cop it was.
Who was who?
John.
Yeah?
You know who was who.
Yeah?
I was bad cop.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Toby can be scary and wants to be. Look at him. Doesn't he look like one of those incels? Like if someone turned him down for a date, he'd cut their brake lights. Like he's learned how to make a bomb off the internet.
Yeah, a bit.
It was wicked.
Are you tracing the card he used?
Can't use cash.
God, who carries cash anymore?
My nan or a criminal.
You don't think my nan's a criminal, do you? What did he buy?
Rope, handcuffs, blindfold, boost bar.
Is that a euphemism? Do you, like, boost it right?
No! It's chocolate. You got a filthy mind for a father.
What, they sell chocolate in a sex shop?
Gotta keep your energy up.
I suppose so.
Knowing what you do about your old boss, Karen, does that make sense? What, he's bored?
Yes and no.
Go on.
Well, she'd probably be into all sorts.
We sold those too.
But I'm surprised she doesn't have all that stuff already, you know, and then some.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Extremely interesting. John.
Fine. Very, very interesting.
Thanks, mate.
While I've got you, can we talk about Sarah's job? I really don't think she should be in the same room as that woman, especially if she's seeing Baze.
Sarah's not seeing Baze, eh? Who told you that?
No, I mean my old boss, Karen. She's dating Baze.
Oh, right. I thought you were suggesting we put Sarah undercover.
No, not at all. You haven't put her undercover, have you?
No, I haven't put her undercover.
Good.
Toby has then. Should we go inside, rather than talk about this on the doorstep?
Fine.
Right, what did you want to say?
Can you put that big bag of sex toys down first, please?
No, right, of course, yeah. Toby, think fast. Don't worry, it's 100% rubber. Just bang it in the dishwasher.
Do not put that in our dishwasher. You do that in your own house.
We're neighbours. Don't think plumbing is a backwash? Come on, mate.
That's not true.
Anyone want a glass of water?
No.
Now, what did you want to see?
Sarah. I'm worried about her.
Don't be.
Oh, okay. I won't.
Great.
It's just I don't think she should be working with that woman. And I think I should have been consulted.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. I didn't think I had to get your permission.
No, that's not what I meant.
Because I thought Sarah was her own woman and wasn't owned by anyone.
Look, that's not how
I think it's rather offensive you could actually ask a question like that.
Offensive?
Yes, offensive.
Right, I apologise.
Thank you. Oh, is that your fear when you get all righteous? That was good. I like that. Am I woke? Is that what that was, Toby? Woke?
Woke.
I like it.
Jokes aside, is she safe?
Of course she is. I haven't put in any ginger.
Okay, good.
Toby has her.
What?
Well, plus she's probably enjoying herself. Back at work, not just in the house all day with no one to talk to, doing nothing with her life.
Yeah.
Sort of what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Helena. Johan, you hand me that bottle, would you?
There you go. Did you want to go to that baby group?
No. You stay here. I'll go on my own. Have some father-daughter time.
No worries. With you out, I can try my new vapes. Oh, look at this one. Pure sadness. Smells sad, doesn't it, John? He looks sad, too.
Very powerful stuff, this.
Oh, I haven't had a drink after work in ages.
Oh, me neither. I usually just have mine throughout the day. A couple of cans really perks up the afternoon.
Yeah. So, tell me more about this Darren.
So, he's probably 6 inches, maybe 7.
Wow.
Sorry, feet. Yeah, 6 feet tall. Sorry, I always get those confused. It's why I got kicked off Naked Attraction.
Great.
It is great. Oh, someone's ears must be burning.
Is it him?
Yeah, he's using his burner phone, so his ears must be burning. It's a little joke we got.
A burner phone?
Yeah, tell him in a sec. Hiya, babe. Yeah, we were just talking about you. Bonnie. You know the girl from work? Greasy hair, yeah. No, not really. Well, a bit, actually, yeah. I'll ask her. Okay, yeah, I'll ask her. Darren wants to know why you're asking so many questions about him.
Oh,
Because he thinks it's a bit suspicious.
Right, yeah, well, it's,
Because you care?
Yeah.
And you want what's best for me?
Yeah.
I thought so. I'll tell him now, let me FaceTime him.
Well, FaceTime him? Wait.
Oh, it won't work, will it? It's an old phone. Sorry.
That's okay. Oh, maybe next time. Yeah, next time. God, I need a smoke.
Do you smoke?
No.
Why is there a vape pen sticking out your bag then?
It's a Christmas present.
On December the 13th?
For you.
Oh, Bon, that's lush. I won't use it till the day.
No, I mean, no, don't be silly. Use it whenever you want. Use it all the time.
Oh, go on then. I love an early Christmas present.
Yeah, like in Scandinavia.
Do they vape a lot, do they? I should go. Oh, I could give Darren my old one and this will be my main one.
Great. So what was he up to when he rang?
I don't know. He's definitely at mine though, because I could hear the dog barking. But he doesn't have a key to mine. So that's what makes it so romantic.
Oh, that sounds great. Where is yours, by the way? Is it nearby?
Oh, here we go. I'll have a bottle of rosé, please, love. Do you want anything, Bon?
Same.
Make that two. What are you doing? My treat.
Oh, are you sure?
Definitely. Well, I say my treat. Actually, it's Darren's. We got a running joke going, right? Where he takes my purse and I take his wallet.
How long have you been playing this fun prank on each other?
Oh, he's taken my stuff since we met. That day in the office, he slipped his hand into my coat pocket and I said, excuse me, my bra's up there. He laughed.
And why wouldn't you?
Oh, but this is the first time I've taken his wallet. Thought it'd be fun. Cannot wait to see his face when he realises.
Yeah, me neither.
Thanks, love.
Oh, can I keep the receipt? I like to keep mementos of special evenings.
Yes, I do the same. Night I lost my virginity, right? Guess what I kept?
Go on.
No, actually guess. You'll never figure it out.
Can I have some wine first?
Of course you can. Cheers.
Thanks for coming today, John.
Oh, no, thank you, Joy. Thanks, it was such a lovely class.
Oh, did you see Sebastian's mum not know the words to Wheels on the Bus?
I did, yeah. Her first time here, though, wasn't
it? Cretin.
Yeah, though, I mean, to be fair, it was a version I hadn't heard before.
I like to mix things up. The Belgians on the bus come...
Yes, I remember. Very different version, that, wasn't it? Luckily, I thought, Helen's not really taken in language at the moment, so she won't have learned any of those words.
Oh, she's looking well.
She is, isn't she? 99th percentile.
Oh, I thought she might be. Looks like a little thug.
Thanks.
Oh, no. I meant that as a compliment. I love a thug, me. As my therapist keeps telling me, all my exes look like thugs, except one.
Oh, which one was that?
My ex-husband, actually. Police officer, funnily enough.
Right, sure, yeah. What was he like then? Awful? Bad at his job? Needlessly aggressive?
Yeah. He still sends me messages every now and then. Card at Christmas, Diwali, both Eves.
Really? Do you reply?
I don't. I just don't think I'd be able to stop myself falling in love with him. Honestly, when we're together, it's insatiable. You should have seen us in our prime.
Yeah, it's a real shame I never got to see that.
Plus, I don't know where he lives. I doubt he'd ever move back here, though.
Why's that?
Well, I said if I ever saw him again, I'd kill him.
Sure. It ended badly, then.
Yeah, I gave him a choice. Me or them. And he chose them.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too. Anyway, I moved on now. I run a baby group and I sleep exclusively with thugs. Oh, which reminds me. Right then, tidy up time, everyone. I've got a date with a bailiff.
Hiya. Where's your uncle?
Yeah, at home. He said he needed to research the sex shop alone.
Gross?
Yeah. I think the whole Auntie Joy thing has made him sad.
And horny.
Yep. It's okay. You know, if he can't be bothered to be here, then I'll be in charge. We don't need him. How hard can it be?
Toby.
Just let me think for 1 second.
You okay,
please? Yes, of course. Look, you could be my number two today.
Oh, yes, please. I love numbers. What's that?
It's the vape pen I gave to Sarah. It's just been activated. It's live. She's done it. She's put the bug on her.
Where is she? Karen?
She is in a pub.
Which one?
It's called the Live, Laugh, Love.
Classic. So her.
Oh, look, it's moving.
What do we do now?
We wait.
Honey, I'm home and I'm drunk.
Shh, I've just got to sleep.
Oh, but I wanted her to see me drunk.
Are you drunk?
Actually, no. How was your day?
Good. Went to baby class.
Baby class, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Baby class, do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, and I've actually made friends with Joy.
Auntie Joy?
Yeah.
Ex-Auntie Joy Joy?
To give her a full title, yes, I've made friends with ex-Auntie Joy Joy.
Oh, this'll end well.
I had to make friends with someone.
And there are no other dads there?
No, I'm the only one.
What happened to Yowen?
Firstly, he's not our real dad.
That's what you think.
You were pregnant before you met him.
That's what you think.
Plus, it's better if I do it on my own. Learn how to do things now I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Well, I agree. I'm glad you had fun.
I'm glad you're home.
Thanks, Bab. Where are the others? I've got some great news, but I want to tell you all.
What news?
So, firstly, you need to know I've been undercover trying to meet Baze.
What? And Sarah! Oh, how was your day undercover? Oh!
Oh, it's okay. He knows.
Oh, good. How was it?
So good.
I'm sorry. Can we go back a bit?
Stop living in the past, John!
Yowen!
John!
Sarah!
You're back.
I am.
How was your day?
You mean, how was her mission undercover?
Did Yowen ruin it?
Surprisingly, no.
I told him.
Right. Let me just...
What are you doing?
1 sec.
So, you found out Sarah was sent undercover to befriend Karen and work out where she's living and place a wire on her, which will hopefully lead her to Baze.
Yes. You got all that from...
Not cool, Bab.
Really not cool.
I don't understand what is happening. And I don't care. You lied to me. You put Sarah undercover.
I never lied. I said I didn't put undercover. Toby did.
That's not fair.
Yes, it's totally your idea.
Well, at least I had an idea.
Excuse me?
At least I'm doing my job. You're at home sulking because of your ex. It's not on.
Toby, you're out of line here.
No, you're out of line, Uncle. If you don't want to do the job, then don't bother.
You think you can do this on your own?
Yes.
But fine. Fine, we'll see you. You come crawling back. Mark my words. Now, if you excuse me, I was right in the middle of some... research.
Toby.
I'm sorry you had to see that, everyone.
I really liked that.
I'm sorry, John. I waited up and made a decision. It's for your own good.
It's true, mate.
Oh, shut up, Yowen. I'm so sick of all of you.
Even me?
Yes. You left me on my own today. I've been lonely all day. Sarah's gone back to work, which is bad enough, and now I find out you placed her in mortal danger.
John, I'm fine. Look at me, I'm fine. There is nothing to worry about. I'm being careful, I'm wearing a wire, I'm being a filthy rat. It's fine.
I don't want anything happening to you and me being the only person Helen's got. It's hard. It's been really hard.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just... no one else can do it, and I want to. You know how you're feeling? Isolated, helpless. I felt that every day in her wine. I want to make a difference. Do you want to live the rest of your life in fear, or shall we find him and put him behind bars?
Second one.
Good.
Exactly, Sarah. Protecting the family, that's the most important thing.
Totally. My nan used to do the same. She once built a moat around our house. Well, I say moat, she left the bath running for 6 days and flooded the place, but could those firemen get into the house? No, they could not.
Fascinating. I'm going to bed. Anything else I should know before I do? Have you signed Helen up to the army?
John, we're all sleepy, but there's a lot to get through. The bug Sarah planted will only show up when it's being used. It's a vape pen, so whenever she's smoking.
Which is when she's drinking.
So always.
Or after sex.
Ugh, double always.
And once we get the location of the house, we can put proper surveillance on her and then, hopefully, catch Baze. Well done, Sarah.
Thanks. I loved it. I loved it so much. I wish more people were trying to kill us.
Won't surveillance take ages, though? Like, what if Baze finds us before then?
There's not a lot we can do about that. We just don't have any idea about his movements. Until we have something we can trace, there's just no hope. We don't know his phone number. He doesn't use a credit card.
I might be able to help with that one, Tobes.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's got a burner phone. This is his number. I took it off Karen's phone when she was doing a tactical vomit. Oh,
brilliant.
Go, Sarah.
That's amazing.
And he does have a card. He's just really careful about using it. But here's the thing. Sometimes his girlfriend uses it, like she did at the pub earlier.
Why did you say it like that? Girlfriend.
More fun. You try it.
Girlfriend!
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, love it. Nice.
And here is the receipt, time stamped.
You got the receipt?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Sarah, you're brilliant.
Oh, side note, guess what she kept from the night she lost her virginity?
The bloke's dog.
Yes, one night stand, took the dog, still got it.
Knew it, she's mad.
Impressive though, right?
Right, so we can work out where the card's been used, work out if he's got a routine, maybe even see where it's registered.
No, he won't have registered the card to a Newport address though, would he?
No, but we do know where he's staying when he's with his...
Girlfriend!
Girlfriend!
How's that?
Because she's just started vaping. That's her there, the little dot.
Oh, kid!
You reckon that's her drinking or the other thing? Baze could be there.
What time is it?
10:35 p.m.
Drinking, definitely drinking. She has a glass of wine and a smoke when she brushes her teeth.
We're going to get him, John, I promise.
Well, this day has got a lot better.
Oh, it's so nice to see you smiling. Oh, tell him how you've become friends with Auntie Joy.
What?
Sarah? You've become friends with Auntie Joy? John?
Why are you annoyed?
I'm your friend, John Me.
Don't tell my uncle this. I don't think he could handle it.
Fine by me. Don't even like the bloke.
Did she say anything about him?
Oh, yeah. She said she'd take him back in a heartbeat.
What, really?
No. And also, get this, together, in their prime, they're insatiable.
Oh, gross.
And she gave him an ultimatum, her or some other person, and he chose them.
Wow. Look, she's vaping again.
Oh, great. So we've already moved on from my news now, have we?
So, is that her drinking?
What time is it?
10:36 p.m.
Oh, that would be the non-drinking one.
So Baze is there now.
Must be.
I'm going to get you, Darren Baze. We're gonna get you.
Who are you saying that to?
Yeah, that was really weird.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah, because like he's not you.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, John.
Sorry. Sorry. I just thought it'd be a good way to end up.
Relocation was written by Robin Morgan and starred Steve Spears, Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths, Robin Morgan, Catherine Stewart and Beth Granville. It was a Zipline production for BBC Radio Wales.